Welcome to The Dynamics Hot Dish, the podcast where Ashley Steiner, Allie Nelson, and Liz McLennan dish up the latest news and insights about dynamics in the Power Platform. Join us to explore business applications and low-code development with tips, tricks, and real-world experiences. So grab a seat at the table and let's dig in.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us. We're here live from Community Summit in Charlotte, North Carolina. Be sure to follow us. As always, we like to say, follow us on social media, on Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. We are starting our TikTok. We're going to start recording TikToks this week, so you should see those coming up. And we're so excited today to have a couple of guests talking about some really exciting topics.
Thanks, Ashley. So, yeah, we have Lucas Diaz here. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi. My name is Lucas Diaz. I am the co-founder of Ludia, and I am the CEO, and we've created an awesome partner working on project operations or physical operations in D365, and also we're proud sponsors of Dynamics for Good, which is a number of great things as well. So thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here. And we also have Will McLendon.
The thrill.
Yeah. Will, would you like to introduce yourself real quick?
Hi, I'm Will McLendon. I am a Microsoft Business Applications MVP. Also been involved in the community with different ventures, with educating and helping diversity, drive diversity within the workforce. So really glad to hear about Dynamics for Good and be a part of this program today.
Awesome. So Lucas, to get us started, can you explain a little bit more about what Dynamics for Good is?
Yeah, thank you, Liz. It's been a long time coming. So it's the first time that we actually put some concrete around the work that we've been doing. And Dynamics for Good, it's really about making the very best with Dynamics, right? Putting it to good use outside of the private sector. So being able to raise communities, create applications, or help those in need as part of Dynamics for Good. And basically, it's split into two branches. One of them is creating mission-critical applications, such as like UWARF, COVID-19, Antidote, Holden Village, and such, and helping all those that need applications to solve really specific problems and working with Microsoft. We're looking to work with a couple other organizations in the near future. We got some new partnerships, and Microsoft as well. So it's super exciting. And then the other side of Dynamics for Good is helping the community and organizations like TechFluent, which are extremely crucial for this initiative and providing opportunities, providing upskilling, and really diversifying a little bit of Dynamics, right? Because we really need that. And it also changes the communities for within, because it's really transformational wealth for these communities and others, right? Being a minority myself, we've been through it in some ways, and it's just time to give it back. So that's really Dynamics for Good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Anything else you wanted to?
Yeah, well, ask? I know we want to dig into more of the specific organizations you're working with, but before we do that, can you just tell us how it started? So it started in 2019. What was your initial inspiration for starting it?
Oh yeah, absolutely. So it actually has an interesting history. Do you guys remember Mr. Rogers?
Oh yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that he's talking about doing good for people and so on? But there's a story behind the scenes. So when he was young, he went up to his parents and talked about all the bad that was happening in the world. Right? So if you turn on the news right now, everybody is talking about all the horrible things and so on. But then his parents said, don't look for the problem, look for the helpers. So any shot that you see on the news, look for the people who are helping. And so what happened is that really struck to us and our daughter in trying to really bring this forward. COVID-19 hit, and this one with Ludia starting. And we had two choices. We could just sit there and watch everything kind of go down, or we just crafted this letter to anybody who would listen and said, we will donate our services for free to do absolutely anything that is capable within Dynamics. So we closed our shop, we partnered up with a few folks that would help us, and this letter made it all the way to Microsoft leadership and Homeland Security. And they said, could you guys build an app in 7 days to basically save New York State for COVID-19? And we started with a napkin, of processes, and 7 days later we're in production with GCC and doing over 49 million appointments within a short amount of time. Wow. That's how it all started.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. And at the Epic Center, you know, like that's a city that needed that the most, and mm-hmm. it was a crisis for sure.
Yeah. So when we had Cuomo, I don't know if you guys remember, not the newscaster, but the mayor.
Yeah.
There was a big set of data behind him, and he was arguing with the president at the time. And some of that data came from us, and we were working around the clock while everybody was trying to figure out how to get Uber Eats. We were literally not eating or anything like that, and that concluded the start of Dynamics for Good. And we said, this is probably the most incredible thing we've ever done in our lives. Let's do it more.
Yeah, that's an awesome story. I mean, obviously COVID-19 was such a like critical part in the recent history. Something else that we think of is the Ukrainian war, right? There's a lot going on just even internationally. So I'd love to hear more about how Ludia, through Dynamics for Good, worked with UWRF. Is that how you say it? Okay. Yeah, so I'd love to hear more about what you and Dynamics for Good did as an animal lover. I love these stories, except for when you said in the keynote, preventing dogs from getting shot, that hit a little hard. But
until you see the video that plays, I don't want to know. I previewed it in the hotel room and I was tearing up.
No,
anytime there's dogs and cats being hurt, I'm like, I can't watch this.
So keeping it positive, let's hear about yours.
Keeping it positive. All right, let's go back to Mr. Rogers. So basically the war in Ukraine hit, and we know what was happening. And so funny enough, we're really good at taking care of humans. Humans are actually really taken care of. So we actually had somebody that went to Poland, to the border between Ukraine and Poland, and sat down and saw everybody coming in and out. But they noticed that everybody was with their families, no animals. And so about a couple of miles down the road, you had two choices. You had to either shoot your animal or let it go. And we decided that there's something that we can do. So UWRF organized, right, this volunteer organization, and basically putting it all together from a functional perspective. We said, okay, unlimited resources. Who wants to participate in our team to create this power up? And everybody pretty much dropped everything, and we built this thing. So now the cool part is it took a village in reality and a lot of know-how, because there's a couple constraints around this application. And now they help feed. Now we're over 5,500 animals spayed, neutered, and vaccinated.
It's been a long day.
Yeah. It's all good. But also, I don't even know how many tons of food so far they've been distributed. And the great part about it is that here's some figures. There's about 7 million refugees. 25 to 30% have a pet. When you do that, you have about 2-point-something-odd million animals that are in this position. And if we don't do anything about it, all it takes is one of them to have rabies. And we actually have a different pandemic in our hands. So we said, okay, let's get Dynamics to work. And that's what we did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so as an animal lover, I'm just going to ask and put it out there. How can people get involved in any of these Dynamics for Good, like the COVID? I'm guessing that's maybe not as prevalent. I know we're kind of hitting a point where it's coming back around, but then obviously UWRF, like how can people find out more and get involved? It sounds like there's a lot of volunteerism out there for people.
Yeah, absolutely. So under Dynamics for Good, each organization will have its direct access. So folks will be able to access those directly, right? So TechFluent, for example, being able to UWRF.org. to make a donation, so we don't take a cut or anything like that. We're not like, hollered. We want them to be represented. The second thing is that we're actually going to launch a website around Dynamics for Good, as to instructions of how to volunteer, what are the nonprofits that are being supported, and getting a little bit more structured. I think, to be honest, it caught us by surprise how fast it caught on, mm-hmm. and how people want to be involved. So we're going to have more dynamicsforgood.com. Go there, and we're going to start basically disseminating information.
That's awesome.
So Dynamics for Good is obviously a big supporter of TechFluent.
Yes.
Do you want to share a little bit about why you're partnering with TechFluent and what that means to you and how that fits in with the mission?
Yeah, it's because community is a big part of Dynamics for Good, and we have this opportunity, not to sound like political or anything, but if you want to change a country and you want to change the communities, you got to start with the people that represent it. So TechFluent does that. TechFluent provides the training. You guys do an incredible job of upskilling, mentoring all these folks that could create a change in their lives. And being as a minority myself, well, holla. But like, you know what I mean? It's an opportunity because I had mentors that got me to where I'm at today. And if folks at TechFluent can do this as well, it could create change all across our country. So we believe that this is the beginning of something incredible, something needed. And so that's why we're so behind TechFluent.
One thing you have to appreciate about TechFluent is the systematic, vetted way that they get people from point A to point B with the Power Platform. And they emphasize giving back in the community. So it's just not, you know, they get an upstart in the career, but they also have an impact on that community. So you have to appreciate what they do at TechFluent.
Totally. Yeah. And so the great part is meeting all the graduates here at the summit. It makes it one, real. It fills you with gratitude. It shows you all the effort that you guys have been doing. And it's short of greatness all around. It's incredibly impressive. So I'll support it until the cows come home. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and also you were instrumental in that, right? You working with Dynamics Communities and John directly and through Dynamics Good for Good, getting those grads here and giving them the opportunity to network. So you were a large part in that, kind of kicking it off. So.
I don't know.
I'm just saying, it reaches more than just that, you know what I mean? So that's Dynamics for Good. It's also making those connections.
It's all, Dynamics is connections, right? Mm-hmm. In reality, we're a niche of a niche of a niche. So tech, Microsoft, Dynamics, and then you got this micro niche. So connection is what makes the difference. Mm-hmm. So I was nothing but just connecting dots for opportunity because two great things get together. Right.
Just make it work. Just make it work.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. You just put people together and, you know, good things happen. I remember when I was coming into these events, just as nervous as some of your graduates were. But after a few sessions, it makes all the difference in the world and has a positive impact on their careers and even personal growth and lets them do more in the community. I mean, honestly, we look at you, Lucas, and we're just, the stuff that you do, the groups at Ludia, it's amazing. So it's just,
but it's all of us, you know, I'm not, it's so funny enough. It's all about all of us. It's not just, you know, Ludia or all that stuff. It's about TechFluent. It's about the graduates. It's about the movements that we're doing. And ideally, you know, I have a dream that I think that we can put the TechFluent cohort to build applications in the future. We've been talking to a couple of folks in the past, actually over the last couple of weeks. There's a product owner who's looking to do some stuff, who shares a room with Will.
And his name rhymes with, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So
then.
So there's some ideas going around as to how do we bring it all together, right? Look for opportunities with tech for social impact. And how can we bring it around? Because why? That will bring jobs right off the bat through volunteerism or whatever we want to call it. Mm-hmm. So it closes the cycle.
Yeah.
That's kind of the next step here. Because what we need is funds. We need mentors. We need volunteers.
Yeah. Well, I think they also need experience. I think you can learn all you can, right? You can take in as much information, but until you practice it, you know, you really don't know what you're capable of and you can't really move forward into that next step. So like you said, like being able to actually build some of this stuff for Dynamics for Good would give them that experience.
What a great first project. Yeah, I was just thinking that, like, I don't know, I think sometimes when I'm doing my straight consulting work, it can be hard to find that true, I'm totally fulfilled out of this because it's for business, it's for profit. But if you're doing it for one of these causes, not only are you learning the platform and getting the experience, but you're also helping a nonprofit or some initiative that needs your support. And so to me, it's I don't know, it makes it extra special.
That would be the next level. So I'll be real. It would be minorities and who we are helping in a meaningful way while growing our skills. And clients love it, right? So our customers, potential customers saying, wait, you were part of this, right? That actually closes the loop in so many ways. So that's probably the next stages. That's what we're talking about with John and others to create this.
And I have grads with social work experience, humanitarian work experience. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, they're coming with relevant previous experience to these projects.
Right. Yes, yeah. Yes. And so we just got to carve out a couple more hours in the day. you know, no sleep, a couple Celsius later.
We got to duplicate you and Liz.
Yeah.
Copy paste you two somehow.
Time. Yeah, but it will happen because here's why. What we did in the summit, we're kind of unleashing it. We're like, guys, we're going to need some help. We talked to Kylie Kaiser. We talked to Ben Ballmer. We talked to Microsoft engineering team and so on. And let's bring it to a point. It just takes a village.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Anything else about the vision where you kind of see this going as a whole for Dynamics for Grad? What do you see up next?
You want the good part or the negative part?
Uh-oh. Both. Well, both. But let's start with the negative so we can end with the positive.
Okay. So the negative part is that there's going to be a need for applications in an ever-evolving world. So the data and the economics and what's happening in the world is going to require us to do more. If you look at the news today, you will see. Right? You have the weather changing. You have the climate and all these things. So they're going to require us to be a little bit kind of more proactive about what we do. So that's the negative. The world is probably going to change before us and need us. The positive is that we're doing something about it in advance. And so you're going to start seeing opportunities for us to create change. At least that's my prediction, not to be negative Nancy. But, oh, sorry.
But to your point, right, we go back to Mr. Rogers, we're looking for the people to help, right? As sad as this world may become in some ways, there's positives that we can take from it because there are people that'll be ready to help and they can use the platform to bring about that help, right? So it's just about perception. If it's a little negative, but it's more positive because we know we'll have people there to help us out. So bringing that awareness to the fore with the platform and even with that data like you guys did with COVID-19, I mean, we saw the impact. It was positive.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of positive coming. And the cool part is that the world that we're seeing in the future for our families and everybody else and new consultants needs us. So we're meeting that demand in advance.
Yeah. So if someone is listening or watching to this and they want to get involved, what do they do? How can companies or people get involved to help out with Dynamics for Good?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, if you're at the summit, 1903, come and talk to us. Second, also get involved with Tech Fluent, right? That's very important. That's our primary cause here at the summit and making sure that we continue to support that. Talk to us. If you have a skill, initiative, or a need that you believe you know an organization, talk to us as well. We're looking for that opportunity to help, right? So it's going to take more than just us here. It's everyone in the community. Let's bring it together, dynamicsforgood.com. Come talk to us. Know that we're evolving. And know that next year, or even the next 6 months, we're going to put some serious time into it to structure it and structure it well.
Yeah. Any other questions? I think resources, but you've shared dynamicsforgood.com is the place for people to go.
Yes.
To find out more.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of those things, once we're basically all structured, is we're going to try to not only bring the partner community together, but also all the graduates and things and create a whole organization around it. And I know John Siffert from Dynamic Communities is really looking forward to pushing this into next year, bigger, better, faster, and more involved. So we have some shoes to fill.
Lucas, can you speak briefly to the fact that Dynamics for Good is open to all Microsoft partners, and this is not something that's just Ludia specific?
Yes, yeah. Thank you. Absolutely, it is.
That was a newsflash.
Yeah, well,
I'm glad I asked it.
So funny enough, right, is that we started Dynamics for Good, and we realized that, one, it's kind of like a kid, right? Like, you can't just hold it at home all day, right? You got to let him to go to school and do its things and all that. Dynamics for Good is kind of like that, right? That it's open to all partners, open to all customers or users, including some other firms. just kidding.
It's all good.
But being able to bring it, right? You may have ideas. Anybody out there may have ideas. Bring it. Let's collaborate. But let's do something different with Dynamics. That is not just, not saying the warehousing is boring, but more than that, more than just, oh, hey, I have CPQ or finance. Let's make it do some stuff with purpose. I think that's the fundamental thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Good call out.
Will, is there anything you want to ask Lucas?
Oh, I'll ask him offline. No. Other than the events in this world, was there a point in your life where you said, hey, I'm going to make a change. What was that driver for you? And when did that happen?
So interesting, because growing up as a minority, right? We didn't grow up with a whole lot. Right. And so it's like, you guys got a dishwasher and like, a dryer, and it's like, holy smokes, right? So I didn't grow up with a lot of things, and seeing the impact not only from my own community in Colombia, right? And maybe I'll share some background. My great grandfather, my grandfather's, I don't even know how to say it in English, but a couple of ancestors ago, we came from a history of slaves. Right, I can trace back to what plot of land we worked on. And we came from that to here today. So we have a long history of legacy that the best way for it is to give it back. So no money in the world is going to do us good if we don't give it back to the community that we came from. So that's the story, man. Sorry, didn't mean to get super deep here.
No, man, that's what we were looking for. But, I mean, that's... I think that it's a great example, because a lot of us, we see things in the world and we're like, I have an idea how to fix that. But sometimes we're just a bit afraid or hesitant to put ourselves out there, because we're like, man, maybe they'll think our idea is stupid, or will it really have a real impact?
There's a little bit of imposter syndrome.
Yeah, imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
But then, again, and I'm just, not just putting it out there, you actually put yourself out there and did it. So it's a good example for others who, it could all start with a little idea. If you actually put forth a little effort, you don't know the impact it'll have. I mean, how many graduates do you guys have here right now?
We have 13 here, yeah. 13 but we have here. About 50 total
about,
in the last
about
2 years.
50 total in the last 2 years. That's so incredible. We do 50 total. We talk about the folks in New York City. I mean, you've literally impacted millions from one or two ideas. So it's a great example for those who, if you have a thought, just try it. You never know who you'll impact.
Yeah. The worst you can, when you start with an idea, the worst thing that you can hear is no. And you're at the place that you started with.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you get a yes, you're like 1% closer to that whatever goal. So try it, right? Yeah. Whether it's anything you want.
Well, in the keynote this morning, we also heard that sometimes there's a little bit of discomfort.
Yeah.
And that's okay. I guarantee when you built that app in 7 straight days that there was some discomfort going on with your team.
Oh, yeah. It was intense. We were crying and stuff like that. And when it went live, it was like, it was intense, right? Yeah. It was like emotional, and you're like shivering because you're like all caffeinated and all that stuff.
No sleep.
No sleep. But do it. What's the alternative? Right?
Regress.
Yeah.
You also know you don't know who came from those million plus people that you helped, right? You don't know 20 years from now, they're like, hey, this actually helped save my life. So the story is not not finished being told.
You know what's interesting is that we met the guy. So there was about 6 months ago, I met an engineer. And do you remember when you guys used to get the nasal strip, like all the way back to the back of
your
head?
Really
uncomfortable. Oh, when they massage your brain with that thing?
And do you remember that they got more comfortable, they just needed to do it like right front.
Yeah.
So I met the engineer that patented that microfiber for having to go only up here, not all the way to your back of their head. Yeah. And this guy, all he did at the same time, he went back to his own lab and started trying things out until he got it right. He donated the patent worldwide. So that's why you can do the test at home. Mm-hmm. Wow. So it's not just us. There's all of us. There's all these people doing this great stuff. You see? And so all he could have sat at home and said, no. And then we could still get surgery on the back of our head with those things.
It's a brain massage, man.
Right? So that's what it's all about. Yeah. It's
when you don't know how your actions are going to impact the next person, right? Because somebody could see what you're doing and say, hey, they're helping. I have skills in a different area. I can help as well. So you have no idea how many people were impacted or touched by what you and your company did by building that app and saying, you know what? I can do something too.
Yeah. Funny enough, you could see it with the Tech Fluent graduates, right? Mm. Showing that confidence, showing that you can go through it as part of the certification or the graduation process. They take a certificate or a test, right? Which validates their knowledge, right? So it gives them the confidence to come here and say, yeah, I know my stuff, just like any of you guys. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be able to pass one of those tests.
PL 900.
It's been a long time since I've test and taken an exam.
I'm
not talking about certifications, right? They changed that bar. I'm going to be in trouble.
They're not easy.
They're open book right. now, though.
Not, well, they weren't when I took it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, yeah, they're not easy.
No. Exactly, right?
You have to study for them and mm-hmm. yeah, you have to know your stuff. So,
exactly. So yeah. You see, it all kind of starts here.
Right.
And each year we have a few graduates where their goal is to start their own nonprofit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So interesting that you say that, right? And so why is that?
It's because they want to help their communities.
Right. Mm-hmm. You talked to Marin, right? And so she was working with the Red Cross and talking about the opportunities and this, and she used to have her business there, and she is jumping at the bit to get further, right? That's the graduates that we want, right? That's what we want to see, because this optimism is infectious.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're like way over time. Is there anything else you want to ask
our signature
before we
question.
Get? Yeah, yeah. Say before we
on
get
a lighter
to that.
Note.
Yeah, on a lighter note, completely changing. You want to ask? You go ahead.
No, you should.
No, you good.
No, you go.
Oh, hope we're editing that part out. Us bickering.
Midwestern.
Yeah,
Midwestern. aggressive.
Yeah. So we always ask our signature question. We like to ask every guest that we have on. Will has actually been on before.
But Lucas has too. So we should remember their answers, and we don't.
Yeah, we don't. I don't remember either of your answers.
Oh, good.
Yeah, okay, good. So our signature question is, our podcast is named Dynamics Hot Dish, so we like to ask everyone what their favorite hot dish is. And if you don't know, do you know what a hot dish is? I guess I should ask that first.
A dish that is hot.
So in the Midwest, we call casseroles a hot dish. That's what in the Midwest... So instead of a casserole, we call it a hot dish. So what is your favorite hot dish? And we'll let Lucas, you go first, and then Will.
Oh, snap.
We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I would say lasagna, probably. Is that a hot dish?
You make it in a casserole. So, yeah, so I mean.
Yeah, that should count.
That's like a casserole.
If you're not Midwesterner, I would say, yeah.
Yeah. Meatloaf is pretty good. Is that a hot dish?
No. Is anything you make in a casserole pan?
You can make it in a casserole pan, so that's technically a hot dish, right?
Yeah, all right, that's my answer. I stick by it.
Yeah.
Meatloaf or lasagna?
Lasagna.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Man, I think last time I said mac and cheese with a little bit of breaded crust.
Yes.
I'm gonna rock with that. And I had some shepherd's pie the other day.
And what is a shepherd's pie?
Dude. Okay, ground beef. We can have some greens, mac and cheese. Mashed potatoes with a layer of cheese, and they bake it. You pop it out. It has all that gravy, ground beef, all that good stuff in it. It is heavenly. So.
I will say a traditional shepherd's pie would have lamb, I believe, or sheep. Right? It's obviously a shepherd's pie.
But in
America, we put.
I was gonna say, yeah. How many times in America do people actually eat lamb? I mean. I do, but how hard it is to find ground lamb in Florida.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Right? So, if you want to have real shepherd's pie, it does have
You got to find like an English or Irish pub.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So our next podcast is going to be sponsored by the American Heart Foundation. For those of you guys listening, that sounds delicious, though.
It is. Yeah, it is phenomenal. Yeah. But yeah, with Lamb, it actually ticks to the right level. So, but
oh, my ticker's just going.
Yeah, I know. Right, you don't need it every week. I'll tell you that right now. You don't.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's heavy. It's real heavy.
Yeah, you're taking a nap after
that. When it's cold out, it just warms you up inside.
It's great. No, that sounds delicious.
But you're sleeping afterwards. It's great.
Yeah.
Right on.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for coming on and sharing your insights on Dynamics for God and community and just really giving back. Any last thoughts you wanted to share, Liz?
No, just thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. And thank you, Will, for jumping in last minute, volunteer.
I'm always glad to jump in. I appreciate it. Man, thank you guys for having me and letting me sit next to this guy, man. Appreciate it.
It's our honor, guys. Let's make a difference. So that's the challenge today.
Thanks for tuning in to Dynamics Hot Dish, your go-to podcast for all things Dynamics 365 and the Power Platform. If you found this episode helpful, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to follow us on social media for even more insights and updates on the latest trends and best practices in business applications and low-code development. We'll be back soon with another delicious serving of Dynamics and Power Platform goodness. Until then, keep innovating and building great solutions.